Now you will hear segment three.
When a new therapy performs extraordinarily well in clinical tests and is widely publicized and licensed, excitement in the medical community mounts. But sometimes, after hundreds of thousands of patients receive the new treatment, unexpected problems can turn up that temper enthusiasm and raise serious questions. This is the case with a new kind of heart stent known as the Cypher stent. Here to tell us about it is cardiologist Dr. Eva Milton. Dr. Milton, let's start by having you tell us what a stent is.
As some of you may already know, a stent is a tiny wire mesh structure that is used to help keep an artery open after it has been cleared by a procedure called balloon angioplasty. In other words, stents provide a kind of scaffold or support structure to help prevent the cleared artery from closing back up again. Uncoated stents have been implanted in patients for more than a decade. But these can narrow within several months from new tissue growth within the artery and then be blocked if blood clots form. That's why cardiologists were so excited when clinical tests showed that coating a stent with the drug sirolimus, or rapamycin, as it's sometimes called, inhibited the growth of new tissue and eliminated potential blockages. The Food and Drug Administration gave permission for the drug-coated stent to be sold under the name of Cypher stent.
So, the stents began to be used with the Food and Drug Administration's blessings, but then something disturbing happened. Tell us about it.
Well, the product got off to an amazing start, with over 300,000 stents being implanted within the first few months. But within the last 6 months, the Food and Drug Administration has issued two different safety notices, saying that it has received more than 290 reports of Cypher recipients developing blood clots, and that in more than 60 of the cases, the device was linked to patient deaths. In these cases, clotting occurred in the initial 30-day period after implantation, which was considerably faster than the cell growth and blood clot formation that occurred with uncoated stents.
Wow. So cell growth and blood clots actually occurred faster in these problem cases than with traditional stents. Do you think the product will be pulled from the market?
Well, the Food and Drug Administration still feels that the device is a very safe and effective product when used for its approved indications. After all, they wouldn't have given it their approval if they hadn't had full confidence in the clinical trials that were done. But it's clear that everyone is concerned. What will happen now is that leading cardiologists, drug company officials, and officials at the Food and Drug Administration will do everything in their power to ensure that doctors implant the devices correctly and that patients take their follow-up medications as required by the approved stent implantation procedure.
That sounds like the experts suspect that something has gone wrong in the way doctors are using the stents.
That's exactly right.
Can you give us an example or two of what might have gone wrong?
Well, the Food and Drug Administration has said that it does not have enough data to determine the cause of all the problems. But experts say there are several likely areas where things might have gone wrong. First of all, the Cypher stent is sold in a number of sizes, but initially, the largest size stent was in short supply. This led to some doctors inserting smaller stents into arteries that really required larger stents. You have to realize that stents are very intricate devices. If the stent does not fit flush with the inside walls of an artery, clots can form. Happily, the incidence of complications has steadily declined from the time the manufacturer introduced the largest size Cypher. A second area of concern has to do with doctors prescribing the appropriate drug regimen and making sure patients follow it. Clinical testing has determined that Cypher stent patients must receive at least three different drugs to prevent clotting. Each of these drugs must be taken at specified times and for different durations. We suspect that some patients may not have received the drugs in the same way they were given in the clinical tests. To make matters worse, one of the drugs is used to help prevent blood clots. When a patient undergoes the Cypher stent procedure, the drug should be taken for 3 months, which is a lot longer than the 2 to 4 week period that the same drug is taken after the insertion of a traditional stent. A patient whose regular physician does not know that a Cypher stent was inserted may be told to stop taking the drug earlier than indicated. A third problem is that the manufacturers discovered that a percentage of doctors were using the stents for so-called off-label uses, for which the devices had not been approved. For example, the Cypher should only be used in arteries that have just been opened for the first time and in arteries that have blockages shorter than 30 millimeters. Yet some doctors have implanted the stents in arteries that had previously been cleared, and in arteries with blockages more extensive than 30 millimeters.
So what steps are being taken to ensure that things get back on track?
Well, for starters, the manufacturer has sent out letters to all its customers summarizing the problems that have occurred and highlighting aspects of proper and improper use. And the Food and Drug Administration has required the manufacturer to conduct a detailed post-marketing study of 2,000 patients in this country. Once that is done, the results will have to be analyzed, which will take further time. It's a slow process, but one that has to be undertaken to ensure that the product deserves to remain on the market.
Now you hear questions 46 through 50. 46. Based on early clinical trials, what advantage did coated stents seem to have over uncoated stents? How many deaths were linked to the Cypher stent in its first 6 months on the market? 48. How did the Food and Drug Administration react to the situation? 49. Which of the following has resulted in problems for patients with Cypher stents? 50. Which phrase best sums up the manufacturer's response to the situation? 8.